For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone. Hope you're coming out of a great weekend. I sincerely pray that. I hope you're doing well. Well, at the time of this taping, we just finished our South Shore meeting held at Parkway Presbyterian Church. We did What to Do When Your Back's Up Against a Wall. My brethren, we had a terrific time in there. I want to thank everyone who came out and loved meeting some of our new people who listened to us on radio, even if you're hearing me right now. Thank you for coming. And then, man, we just had a great time of discussion at the end. And this story, you know, it's really, I love it. I told the group last night, I said my husband and I and our kids now, we lived our lives as the Bible dictates, thank God. We relate to David. We relate to the people in the Bible. They're real people who serve a real God, just like we do. And so many of the areas they have faced in their lives, we face in our lives. And so, man, we were just all relating to areas in David's life, and especially this time at Ziklag, when everything was burned to the ground, and he falls on his face and he weeps. One precious girl, I'll explain it further in a minute, but she just started, you know, crying, and I was a little concerned, but yet, you know, here I am, you have to keep preaching and teaching, and so I kind of kept glancing to my right, and at the end, she came up to me, and she said, you know what, my Ziklag burned to the ground, which, as you will hear in just a second, truly, it's a good thing, because Ziklag was never meant to be David's inheritance. Israel was. And Ziklag was burned to the ground when he came back to the camp. Just represents all of self and self-effort and self-striving and works. And it forced him to his knees to say, oh no, Lord, what would you have me to do? And this precious sister really recognized it. She really owned it and said, you know what? I can see clearly where that had to go in my life. And on the horizon is her real destiny. Oh my goodness, this stuff is so rich. Rich, I tell you. Well, I look forward to, it will be February the 26th, tomorrow night, to share this message with the North Shore crew. Please come and see me. Tell me if you listen to our radio broadcast. I'd love to meet you. We will be at Victory Fellowship Church, blessed to use their facilities. They are on the West Causeway Approach. We meet for 7 o'clock, men and women, all denominations. It's free. We do take a love offering. And you come and be encouraged. This is a terrific, true message, and one of great encouragement at the end. Well, real quickly, I gave you 2 pointers on what to do when your back's up against a wall. Those will be running on the website. Those were all last week, and I want to get through 3 more. David had been running as a fugitive for 13 years. The last 16 months of his life, he was spent, exhausted. Goes to the enemy's camp. Says to King Achish, can I have a place to stay for myself, my wives, our children, and our 600 men, and their wives and kids? This is the camp of Gath, the Philistines. King Achish says, yes, I'll give you Ziklag. Keep in mind as we go on through the week, Ziklag was never meant to be David's inheritance, but this is what exhaustion can do. And after all, the Bible says Saul did stop chasing him. So join me all week. Let's find out these other 3 points that David did to encourage himself in God. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Amen. Rain itself, rain, rain.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.